We're back! It's Tater and the Tot!
Oh, God.
I am Tater, and this is the Tot.
This is a shell-shocked Tot. How are you?
Great, wonderful.
Great, yeah. Summer's coming up to an end here.
It is.
Yeah.
What day is it today?
Labor Day.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. You know what? I don't get it. I'm not even pregnant, are you? I know Labor Day. Okay, clearing the air, people. I was a union president. I actually had to go down to Springfield and learn labor, laws. And the reason why you have a 40-day work week is because of our labor unions.
If you have a 40-day work week?
Okay, 40-day...
40 hours.
Oh, yeah!
5-day.
And we help people.
He was a union president.
Okay, it's Labor Day. We're not really... thinking today, so our brain could be on vacation.
Cool.
Yeah, man. All right.
Off to a rockin' start.
Rockin' start, folks. Okay. I just want to know, this is like a fantasy football edition somewhat, people. So you're just gonna have to go with it and you're gonna like it. I have been doing this beer den league for...
Pause. You haven't even started with the sound.
What sound?
No.
This is a fantasy football edition.
Lead with it.
Okay, I have other sports that I want to talk about also.
Fantasy football. So why would
okay,
you, why
here
would
we
you
go.
From what point would you do it? In the middle of your sport thing?
Okay, so we're just going to rock it. Fantasy football edition. I'm leading off with the sports. I just want to lead off with baseball then because the Cubs are pretty hot since the All-Star break at 31-17, correct?
You sure?
Okay. And I hope they make the playoffs during the wild card. Moving on. Okay, the Sox. They suck. It's the worst I've ever seen the turmoil to the point where I didn't want to have to go ahead and talk about it. But,
Here he goes. He's going in. He's going to talk about it, folks. Strap it on.
Well, you don't have to strap it on because I'm talking about the lady that got shot. She got...
Tucking under.
Yeah, she shot herself with the fold of her fan, and she's a teacher in Chicago. And a Sox game getting shot. Okay, I just, you want to talk about this,
Would you do that?
No.
Not shoot yourself, but would you carry a gun in under the fat of your
fold? I'm thinking I don't have that much of a fat.
If you did.
No, well, it is Chicago.
The South Side?
Well, you're a teacher. Would you do that? I mean, really?
Chicago Southside. She probably hears a gun in her class.
South.
Well, and here's just taking it to a Sox game. You know it's in her classroom.
We're really going on a little bit longer than this, but
also only 3 minutes in. We have nothing but time.
Okay. So they actually have pictures of her going through security, right? So she might have set them off, right? But I'm not gonna let you search my fats and my folds. Okay, go on, lady. I'm just saying.
Hey, man.
You mean, hey, man. I'm thinking, what was she... She must have been... I mean, she wasn't jumping up and down for joy because the socks suck. So she must have just got, a hot dog or a beer and sat down. And you know what I'm saying? That's how bad the socks suck. They actually... They
got their fans shooting themselves.
Yeah, but not... Yeah, they hate each other. They're not shooting the other people. They're shooting each other. They hate each other.
No, this game sucks.
Yeah, you might as well just shoot yourself in the head because they suck that bad. Vanilla Ice was supposed to perform. Due to technical difficulties. My ass technical difficulties. All right. That being said, I'm going to bring it back.
What a blitz.
A blitz. We're bringing it back to football. All right. So, did you catch the first part and then you timed me out and then I went back to the sign? Anyways, so in the beer den, it's been around for nearly 20 years. And so, obviously, my best friend was in it, about 5-7 years back.
Me?
No. Oh. My best friend before you were born.
Oh.
Okay, anyways, he's in it, and one year he looks at me and goes, hey, Jason.
No shout-out? No name shout-out? Nothing?
It's Stason.
There you go. Station shout-out.
Okay, in 1986, we used to, in P, we would have drafts with our P.E. Teacher, Mr. Oblock, in 1986 or whatever. And he looked at me about 7 years ago. He goes, dude, if we would have just marketed this correctly, we would be billionaires right now. I'm like, yeah, man.
You created fantasy football?
Okay, well, 1986, who was doing... I didn't create anything. I'm just saying, in 1986, who was doing fantasy baseball we started with, or let alone fantasy football?
So you started it.
I was the mastermind behind the whole fantasy football.
No credit to Stason?
Yeah, okay. And I guess Mr. O'Block, Bobby Lewis, Roger, and Brett, who's no longer with us, James Duper. All right, moving on. So, did you have...
Into the beer den.
And into the beer den. So, how did you like it? What did you think?
It was cool. I don't know. Like, it was my first in-draft fantasy... draft. In-person draft. I don't know. It was more tame than I expected. So...
Was it really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What did you think was going to happen?
More, I guess. I don't know. It was like the diet version of how you probably describe things happening. No one jumped out of a big cake or anything.
Wait a second now.
Sure.
You didn't stay for the after hours.
Okay, you asked me my experience. I told you how the draft was, and I thought it was fine. It was a good draft.
Okay, well, a couple of things.
I had fun. I want that to be abundantly clear. I had a good time.
Well, you're welcome. That's what I do. I
enjoyed it very much.
Okay, I am...
I didn't want there to be much more excitement because I was already pretty well satisfied with how the day went.
Great.
So I just want that to be extremely clear.
Other than you, maybe, the other dude, Scott, that first came in, he was the first one there. He came in on fire, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shots and, well, you know, because it's legal, just firing up a bong before we even started out. I'm like, okay, have at it, buddy. But anyways, I have a couple of new sayings, you know. Well, it's not new at all, but, you know, haters gonna hate because they ain't great. I.e., one of our participants in the beer den had to use my name, Bush Latte, and say Bush Latte sucks. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, Mike. Oh, really? Mike, oh. Yeah.
Oh, you call him out?
Childhood. Yeah, I did, Mike, and you listened to these two. All right, Mike, so you know you saw what I had to change my name to.
Bush Latte sucks.
No. Bush Latte 3-peat.
What? Bush Latte sucks is better.
Why would sucks?
Because his name is Bush Latte Sucks.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't want to put, you know, how about 3-peat? Because I'm the back-to-back defending champion. 3-peat, baby.
When you lose to your son this year, how are you going to feel?
Oh, my gosh. Pretty bad if that ever happened. Because literally after the draft, you know, we reflect on the teams and whatnots. And I was talking to Bob, and we'll circle back to Bob, obviously, because he doesn't listen, so whatever. But Bob and Mike, and I was like, hey, man, look at my kid's draft, his team. What do you think? I mean, he's a rookie. It's his first year. Mike's looking at it, shaking his head. Yeah, he's no rookie.
I'm not a ringer or nothing. I'm not like...
Well, obviously, you're not a ringer.
Well, not a ringer, like a shark or anything like that.
But people said that they would rather have other people because we like taking other people's money.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, I figured if, you know, I needed a little competition, so I might as well have brought in the second generational, you know.
If I'm going to do something that has any sort of competitiveness to it, I want to do it well. So I did a lot of research and have really good tools, I thought, going into everything. But again, it doesn't mean anything for the middle season management stuff. So we'll see.
There's always injuries, yeah.
Always injuries.
But when you took that seventh rounder, that was, and I didn't say anything
JSN.
About that. And but he's not going to be injured.
No. I only had one guy.
JSN
on IR.
For people is Jackson Smith.
Najiba.
Yeah, Seattle rookie wide receiver.
He's the wide receiver 3, but he has a lot of upside. So
okay, well. Again, people, I mean, sorry for the ones that don't understand. This is like, maybe could be Chinese, but it's a keeper league. And I have Justin Jefferson after the 7th round.
Who is the number one undisputed draft pick in probably most every fantasy league that you'd ever see.
Especially standard, because our league is a special league.
And he gets him not only for the last 2 years, or this year. Yeah, last year, this year. He also gets him for another year.
What? because I drafted well. Don't hate. Haters because gonna hate because they ain't great. Because
he got lucky two years ago.
No, it's called research. There's no luck. It's called research and knowing and anticipating the other people in the draft and how stupid everybody's going to be. Because I'm just that much better than them. Yeah, I said it. Yeah. You know, be a little provocative. Easy for you to say, Nick. Yeah. So,
what else is going on? What do you got for sports?
Ooh, sports. Well, okay.
Any other fantasy leagues or anything that you're in that you want to comment on?
Okay. Again, we're going to circle back to what other sports. But yes, we had a Penny League draft the very next day. I provided the venue. Bob was supposed to, and is the commissioner, supposed to have 12 leagues. Supposed to make sure kind of everybody's paid and, you know, everybody's signed in. So once you get the teams, you can just put them in the computer and boom, you know. But anyways, no, he didn't have his teams. He, at the last minute, had some other people come in. And I had to conduct the draft, and I didn't want to. Because you do the snake up and down, and people got to pay attention and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried to throw it back to Bob because he's supposed to be,
Throw it back on Bob.
So people, other people Whoa. Noticed that, yeah, he kind of threw you under the bus because I wasn't.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm just saying that.
Man
yeah.
White.
Yeah, talking about bus, Jerome Bettis.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Okay. Jerome Bettis, you know, Notre Dame. And, you know, have you ever heard of, like, Deion Sanders?
Yeah, I just was confused why you said it like that.
Obviously, you're too young to do commercials and stuff back in the day.
Sure, where's the beef?
Exactly.
Giving a gray coupon.
Bo knows. Anyways, Colorado played TCU, the runner-up in collegiate football last year.
So we're just done with fantasy. We're just moving on.
We're kind of
an abrupt transition there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure.
But yeah, Colorado tennis. You know,
Texas Christian University.
Yes, runner up last year in a collegiate, you know, a championship game. Uh-huh. Colorado just beats their ass because of prime time. So they were talking about what other people would nice be going back to college. You remember Terrell Owens at all?
T.O., yeah.
Yeah. You do remember him?
Yeah.
Do you know where he went to college?
No.
Chattanooga.
Oh.
Yeah. You're welcome. And now you know.
Yay!
Isn't that neat? Can you imagine, you know, prime time on one side and Terrell Owens on the other side, the wide receiver, you know, they're both all, you know, Hall of Famers, you'll get at each other. Because, I'm just, you know, surmising and I'm moving on. So, this weekend with Labor Day is also the U.S. Open.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's tennis being played.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's the U.S. Open. I don't know. This one dude had it. This unranked player from the United States, two serves back to back, 149 miles an hour, aces. Yeah, he advanced. He's playing soon. Blake Shelton, just so you know.
Blake Shelton?
Wait, Ben
God's country.
Yeah, Ben Shelton. I hope so. Well, okay. First of all, it's the first time two black players have played in decades, so
wow.
Just saying that. Wow. So, okay, do you have anything for sports?
You didn't mention at all the Bears. You didn't say a single word about our Chicago Arlington Heights Bears.
And this is the Tater and Tot show, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like we're doing volleyball. Back and forth,
folks. A
little bit of a volley. Like, you're in a firefight, you shoot one.
Okay, yeah, okay, oh, sorry, so the Bears, okay. Back to the Bears.
What are your thoughts on the Bears?
You brought them up. Well, my thoughts?
Yeah!
So, I think the over-under from Vegas is 7.5.
What, against the Packers?
No, shut your mouth and listen.
Wins? Losses?
Yes, wins.
Okay.
So,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I think...
If you're playing that line...
7.5? Yeah. I'm definitely over. I could see 8-9.
Definitely over, huh?
I mean, if I had to put money on it, I could see them going 8-9. Dude, I had heard rumblings of them possibly taking the NFC North.
Vikings have something to say. Lions have something to say. Yeah, if the Packers have another generational quarterback in Jordan Love, point me to the nearest bridge, because I can't handle it.
No.
He's Favre was before I was, like, born, or he entered the league in, like, 97.
Okay, with that being said, I can see why people, because during the times, it was not the greatest Bears time, you know, when Favre was coming up. And these guys were winning, they liked them, they were kicking the Bears' ass. And some of my friends that are diehard Cub fans went to the dark side. They were Bear fans, they went to the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, so I know people that are Cub and Packer fans.
I'm just saying, this is the Xanax Bowl. Because if the Packers come out looking good and we come out looking shaky, I don't know. There's a lot of nerves on the line on that one. You think Tyler Bagent is going to be our quarterback if Justin gets a little shaky?
Well, he's going to have to be as a second.
I know, but I'm saying how you feel about
that. Okay, with that also being said,
quarterback controversy?
Normally what we do in our town, you know, not only Mondays is horseshoes and a bunch of redneck drunk hillbillies, but which is fun, and you never get out of there sober.
Burn tires.
Wait, no! Oh. We're environmentalists, man. Wink, wink. Anyways, tires, you mean other... Anyway, okay, so normally the first Bear-Packer game is the rib cook-off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is there controversy in the rib cook-off?
Well, it's the first game of the year.
Right.
And what's the last game of the year?
Don't we face, like, the Lions or something?
No. Bear-Packer, Bear-Packer. It's like the Alpha and the Omega.
Are they our last... They're not usually our last game of
the year. No, they're not!
Oh, man.
So the first one, oh, the first no. Bear-Packer is the rib cook-off, and the second is the chili cook-off.
So the rib cook-off is on?
Well, no, because...
What?
No.
No? Are you kidding me? The rib cook-off is not on?
And I'll tell you why, folks.
Oh, no.
Well, the gentleman, one of my friends that if, you know, like, if your best friend can't bail you out, he's in jail with you. So, shout out to Brian, which his team's going to suck because I have a $20 bet with him, Family Jewels. They have the normal of the horseshoes and the chili and the
rib.
Yeah, but they're going to be getting married. Shout out to that, Jess and Brian, the 23rd of September.
Yay.
Also, a little shout out to my nephew, Daniel and Amber. They're also getting married down in North Carolina.
Yay!
But North Carolina's a little further than... But anyways, Brian, then those people are, ride or dies. So, yeah, I'm going to that one, but he normally has it, but there's conflict because of the wedding, you know, whatever.
Have it at the wedding. Have it at the wedding. Catering's accomplished right there in the rib cook-off.
First of all, there's going to be enough stuff that's going to be... Okay, first of all, it's going to be like the Viking bear game. The rib cook-off.
I don't know, man.
It
doesn't hit the same.
Okay. You know? Okay, I'm just...
Just imagine you're eating those ribs, and those are the ribs of the Packers.
So just so you know, I really never got into the rib or chili. And, you know, I'm the greatest cook of all time because I never trust a skinny cook. And, you know, so I've never participated, so I've never lost. So, you know what I'm saying?
Undefeated, never
undefeated! All right. So, okay, I'm going to move on. I'm going to throw some shit at you, okay?
Catch it.
Actually...
In your face.
Actually, that being said, thank you to my lead. I have a friend that just recently adopted a cat, and I've all my animals have ever been adopted, because I'm... anyways.
Poor.
I love... Shut up. That, and I love animals. But my friend adopted a cat, and that cat is what she calls an AIDS cat.
Explain.
Yeah. So in Plato, there's this cat somehow got AIDS. Mm. So actually, when you say explain, can you help?
No.
What do you mean no?
I didn't even know cat AIDS was a thing.
Yeah, either did I. That's why I'm like, oh, podcast material.
Yeah, so what would you do?
I'm just saying, everybody you know, everybody you look at, what are they going to do? They all going to die. Everybody going to die. Everybody going to die. So...
Not me.
Yeah, you going to die.
No.
So animals are going to die. And I tell my cats, I look at them, hey, man. I'm like, because you said other, you know, the four little naughty, poor word. I look at them and I'm like, hey, man. I'm talking to my cats now. Hey, man, you can't get sick. You can't. Because... You know.
We have a cat. So. Solomon. Love him to death. Mm-hmm. But he has a problem. He sneezes. Oof. like a machine.
And does that cat ever sneeze on my grandchild?
No, actually. We keep him away for that reason, though. So, with Solomon, we took him to the vet, actually, and he didn't really conclusively say anything. He thinks it was allergies. We've tried everything with allergies.
The cat thought it was allergies?
No, the vet.
Oh.
And he gave him, like, an injection of something, and he gave us medicine to give him, and it never worked. And we did research on it, and I think what happened was he got sick when he was a little baby, and his bones in his nose degraded or something, which I guess causes him to sneeze. He's otherwise happy, healthy, doesn't bother him in any way, but he just, he sneezes a lot. And so, anyway, just that to say that the vet that gave us the, injection of whatever and the medicine that did nothing, $300, just completely down the drain. So, I mean, I understand the people get pet insurance. I never thought that I would ever consider it, but I don't have it, but I understand it.
Okay, did you go to that 24-hour one, or where did you go?
One in Oswego. I don't know. I'd never heard of it. We just went because
$300.
Yeah, for nothing. For nothing. Mm. And you know what? It made me realize how big the new medical anti-surprise billing thing is, where they have to like be upfront with the cost of things when you go to like get your people care done. I'm like, man, I'm not saying that they need to pass legislation or anything.
Wait, so there's no HIPAA rules for cats?
HIPAA? No.
HIPAA.
I don't think so.
Yeah, man. See?
Anyways, I'm like, man, it would have been nice to have gotten... Because we did call around, because we know vets are expensive. And the guy on the phone said it'd be like $40 or something like that. And we're like, okay, that's, whatever, that's $40. And then, you get the medicine when you're there, and then you get the medicine to go home with. And it's like, well, now... I mean, you done injected him already. I can't exactly take that back, and I'm holding this stuff in my hand that's supposedly going to fix him. What am I supposed to do about that? Say no? It's stupid. Overpriced. Didn't do anything. I'm not anti-vet, but that guy? Not going back.
Leading into another topic here.
Nah. Transition.
No. When your cat got shot and nothing happened. And we don't, it's
they one got of nine lives.
Correct. And it's one of those things we don't normally talk about, but I'm gonna just talk about it really quickly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
We're gonna have to talk.
Yeah. Okay, being serious here, folks. Okay, we all have a fucking president, right? I mean, believe it or not, they say it's Biden, but he's a puppet. I mean, but...
Who's your president?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. The people that, behind him. Anyways... So, I heard the shot. Now, Biden wants, a new vaccine. So, I mean, remember the last time? So...
This is new information to me, so...
I'm just letting you know.
So, okay.
So, he wants a new vaccine. So, people are, saying, so, the last time. So, you don't have to debate. And we get mail-in votes. Mm-hmm. See, and I just... And then all he has to do is stay in the basement again.
Speaking of old people...
I'm not done yet.
I gotta get back to the turtle.
Okay, was that your poop?
No.
Okay, well, anyways, he's been on vacation for 40% of the time, and his Biden's disapproval rating, but I'm just saying, I'm an American voter. But anyways, Trump is fourth indictment, and, they are wanting this one indictment. On Super Tuesday, it's like eight different states that he can't campaign in. So, wouldn't that be kind of election interference?
Don't ask me. I don't know the rules on that.
Okay, that's enough politics. Moving on to the turtle.
No, this is politics. Don't Mitch shit. McConnell froze for a second time. Jesus.
Yeah.
When do we get an age limit on our politicians?
It has to be term limits.
Jesus.
Well, the other lady in Congress, she didn't know what she was voting on, and she starts talking. They're like, no, just say yay. It's like these are the people running. They're not the elected officials saying, hey, yes, say yay. I mean, freezing up. Biden, Wait, what?
There's got to be an age limit. Or has to be. Limiter. I mean, come on.
I mean, how about you take a freaking test, cognitive skills test?
Here, following up on that, transitioning out of politics.
And you're welcome.
I believe, might be controversial, considering our audience. I believe that if you once you
reach, I believe I can fly.
It's okay. Why I'm going to live forever. No, I believe that once you reach the age that you can collect Social Security, is it 65, I believe?
Go on.
Once you reach 65, you have to retake your driving test every year.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but no, I don't. That's not true. But there are people on the road who are just dazed and confused, and they still have their license because they just don't have to retake their exam.
As an older person, how old are these people? Are you talking about?
I believe once you reach the age of 65, you have to retake your driving test every year.
Jeez.
Controversial. I know. But are you kidding me? How many people have you almost been just sideswiped by on the road because they don't understand what's happening?
Young people are stupid too.
I'm not saying they're not. They totally should get their license taken away if they're doing stupid stuff. But they're, again, the same thing with politics, how there has to be a term limit or an age limit.
Just so you know.
I'm just saying these are moving death machines that they're operating.
And it is a privilege to drive, folks. With that being said, our little...
I'm not saying I want to take away their license.
The person that you know just, like, turned, like, 95 years old, literally, that was on hospice, literally just retook his test, but yet he's on hospice.
Listen...
They allowed it!
I don't want the license taken away.
So the rules need to change.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Just so you know, you're kind of a dictator on that rule with
that's
65.
Fine. Listen... Listen, our system is not working right now.
Oh, get it, dictator! Tater! High five! That was a high five, folks.
All right.
We're dictator.
You want to get out of here?
Wait.
No, time down!
What? How much time?
I don't know. We got like 5 minutes left if you want.
Are we at 25 already?
26 and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wait. I'm sick of it.
Oh, God.
Really quick. The economy, the prices, and whatnot. Here I am at Jewel.
Why did fuel go back up, by the way?
Okay, it sucks, Binomics. You know, we lowered it 20 cents and then, we lowered it. Anyway, so I'm shopping at Jewel. All these price tags is like, wait, how much? Why is this? And I'm looking at the shelves and anything that was on sale or on clearance, gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was in the middle of the week, gone. And I'm like, you know, shopping sucks. It's kind of depressing. You know, I don't like shopping anyways, obviously. But it was really, it's like, oh, it's just, you know, everything was so expensive. I get out in the parking lot, I gotta take a hit. I had to. So as I'm just sitting there, I'm watching this old gentleman get out of this car, just literally hobbling, barely walking. I see him throw his lunch container in this cart that he has to take to help him walk in. And this is an old gentleman having to go to work still.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I just would love to make the world a better place.
Something's gotta give,
folks.
What, in the next 20 to 40 years, something?
No! Today, people.
Well, that would be great. Yes.
And so you see somebody down, you smile at them. You open a door, you just try and help. It doesn't take, kindness costs nothing. Just try and be 1%. Just try and be 1% better every fucking day, people.
In 100 days?
100. I would rather know 1% of 100 things than 100% of one thing. Be diversified, folks.
I don't know, man.
Make yourself better.
Well, no, that's a good question, actually.
What do you mean? Why?
Because, I mean, if you know 100% of one thing.
Okay. But again, if you put somebody like that... That's why I don't go horseshoeing out in the country, because I got shush. But go.
Listen, if you know 100% of one thing, you're the expert. Right?
I'm one of one thing.
Yeah, okay. You can make a lot of money.
I'd rather be a jack of all trades.
You know 1% of 100 things?
Okay, can that person carry a conversation about anything then?
The one thing they know? They could carry a conversation.
Nobody lives forever. Everybody's going to die.
I live forever.
Okay, you know what, folks? All right, just remember, folks. I love this idiot over here. Remember, we're just spinning through space with a smile on our face. Love, peace, and soul!